I mentioned a little while ago one of the Buddha's two chief disciples, and that was Sariputra. In a sense, Sariputra is the chief disciple. He was said to be the wisest of the disciples, and the Buddha called him the Senapati, the commander-in-chief of the Sangha. The suggestion being the Sangha, the spiritual community, under its more militant aspect, is like an army. So Sariputra was called the Senapati, the commander-in-chief. And the story of his conversion to Buddhism is not only very interesting, but it's associated with this teaching. You may remember I described how the Buddha went to Sarnath, where his five former disciples were staying. He went back there after his enlightenment, gathered them round him, and he taught them. So they became enlightened. Other people came, they also became enlightened, and eventually, in a very short time, there were 60 enlightened beings in the world. And then the Buddha said to them, "I am free from all bonds, human and divine. You also are free from all bonds, human and divine. Go now and teach all beings for the benefit and the happiness of the whole world, out of compassion, out of love for all living beings. Go forth and teach." So they all scattered in all directions, and they were going up and down the length and breadth of India, spreading the message, spreading the teaching of the Buddha. Now at that time, we are told, in Bihar, in a little village near Nalanda, a little village which incidentally I have visited, there were two young men called Sariputta and Moggallana. And they left home, and they decided to search for the truth and to find a great enlightened teacher. So they made a pact, because they'd been very close friends since childhood, since babyhood in fact, they'd always been together, so they made a pact. And the pact was that they would go in opposite directions. And whoever found an enlightened teacher first should go and tell the other. And they'd both become his disciples together. This was their pact. So Sariputta went in one direction and Moggallana went in the other. But Sariputta was the lucky one. He hadn't gone very far, he hadn't wandered for many weeks before he saw someone coming in the distance, who seemed, well, he hardly dared hope, but he seemed, maybe, enlightened. So he drew near, and it was Asvaji, to Asaji in Pali, one of those original five, now wandering from place to place. And Sariputta was very impressed by his whole appearance, his whole deportment, and he put to him the question, which is the question in India, in the East. They don't ask about the weather or anything like that. He put the question, he came right to the point, he said, "Who is your teacher?" In the East, incidentally, especially in India and Tibet, everybody has a teacher, a spiritual teacher, from whom he has received some kind of initiation, some kind of religious practice. If you don't have a spiritual teacher, well, they say you hardly exist as a human being. You might just as well be a dog or a cat as be a human being and not have a spiritual teacher. So the first question is, the first thing you want to know about anybody, well, what line of spiritual practice does he belong to? So Sariputta asked Asvajit, "Who is your teacher?" So he at once said, "Gautama, who has gone forth from the clan of the Sakyas, the enlightened one who is now the Buddha, he is my teacher." So Sariputta was overjoyed to hear this, and then he said, "But what is his teaching?" This is the second point, the second thing you want to know. What is his teaching? So Asvajit was apparently enlightened, but he was a very modest man, and he said, "I am newly converted. I don't know much of the teaching, but what little I do know, I shall tell you." So he recited a verse which has since become famous all over the Buddhist world, all over the East. He said, and in the original it's in meter, though not in rhyme, he said, "The Tathagata," that is to say the Buddha, "the Tathagata has explained the origin of those things which proceed from a cause or a condition. their cessation too, he has explained. This is the doctrine of the great Shramana. Doctrine here, Dharma. This is the Dharma of the great Shramana, the great ascetic, the great renunciant. So much. That was all. But when Sariputta heard this verse, his whole sort of being rose up as a sort of flash of insight. And he said, well, this is the truth. Whatever arises, arises in dependence on conditions. When those conditions are there no longer, cease. He saw this. And he at once became what we call a stream entrant. He entered the stream, leading ultimately to liberation. And he became a disciple of the Buddha, became the chief disciple. And this great verse we find, as I said, all over the Buddhist world. You can find it in India, stamped on the base of images. You can find it on clay seals in the ruins of monasteries, hundreds and thousands of little clay seals just stamped with this verse. You find it in China, you find it in Tibet. In Tibet, when they consecrate a Buddha image, very often they print hundreds of thousands of little copies of this verse, and they stuff them all inside the image. And this is one way of consecrating an image. So this verse is really, you may say, basic Buddhism. On the doctrinal level, there's nothing more basic than this. This is common ground to all the Buddhist schools, whether it's the Buddhism of Ceylon, or the Buddhism of Tibet, or the Buddhism of China or Japan, whether it's Theravada or Mahayana or Zen or Tibetan Buddhism, it all comes back to this. Sooner or later you come back to this. Pratitya Samutpada, conditioned co-production, the great law of conditionality.